Okay. Once.
The word netila means taking, but netilas yadayim means hands. So they translated the washing of the hands. So the reason why they say taking, why didn't they say washing? Because there's other ways that you could wipe your hands, or you know what I mean. There are different ways of that's considered cleansing your hands in different ways for the morning washing. So therefore, they use the word netila instead of rechitza, which means washing. Okay, but anyway. So the washing of the hands, the way you wash your hands is you take a cup of water or a glass of water and pour it over the right hand up to the wrist, and then the left hand up to the wrist. Okay? So the thing is, and then you make the bracha, the blessing of Al-Natilas Yadayim. Okay? So the question is, reasons behind Al Netilas Yadayim. Okay, that's the question. What's the reason? Okay, now one reason is simply for cleaning your hands. It's like a removing of germs. So, you can't. Halacha has to be very precise. So you can't just say, well, wash your hands with soap, because that's not precise. The most precise way is using a cup and pouring it over the hands. So that's the halachic way of saying, clean your hands. You understand? That's the way they clean their hands halachically. Okay? That's one way of Netilas Yadayim. The other reason for Netilas Yadayim is because at night we're totally in the world of dreams or the unconscious. And so therefore, and that dominates our nightlife. And so therefore we wash our hands as a symbolic washing of that now we're going away from the unconscious, we're going into the conscious mind, which is the life of Torah and ideas and thought. So the thing is then living a just life, you understand? So therefore we wash our hands to remove where the dream life took over, and now the reality has taken over. So that's the two reasons for Al Netilas Yadayim.